Yeah, maybe this is a formal issue, but it doesn't give me the situation that you can make a proposal and making also this kind of technical report, which when adopted and taken over by a contracting party to bring it to the sponsor in Dobby 29. So it has to be adopted, of course, by the contracting parties, but it's always done when you come here with such a text that we adopt this and bringing it forward to Dobby 29. So I don't see the problem, but there should be, of course, a contracting party as a sponsor for an amendment to the GTR. I think there you are correct. I will not present never in AC, it is AC3, proposals for a GTR under the 98 agreement. It's always the sponsor who is presenting this. That's the procedure in the Dobby 29 and under the 98 agreement. If I'm correct, and Antonio knows better than I, because he is the chairman of the Dobby 29, so I don't have said something wrong, Antonio. Okay. Continue. Okay, fine. Then we have taken that on board, and we go further to agenda point 3C on the RDE. We have a document, the working document 2023-3 from Japan and the Commission. Both bringing us to here, and we have connected to that to informal documents from OICA. But first I want to give the floor to Japan or the European Commission. I want to will introduce the document on the new, this is then the new UNR regulation on the global RDE. First I want to Penny, maybe